Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back. What's going on? Happy Sunday to you. Good afternoon. This is Sylvia. This is Platinum Queens Talk Radio Show. I have my partner, Shonda Seeley, my sister friend.
Hi, everybody. How you guys doing? We thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. It's going to be a hot show.
That's right. That's right. And we got our brother friend, Chili Chill, Lynch Mob, Chili Chill.
Hey, hey, hey. How's everybody doing?
That's what's up. Well, we have a special guest. She is a beautiful poet. Her name is Janet Dawson. We are so fortunate to be interviewing her. Oh, my goodness. Shonda, you have to let our listeners and our cyber streamers know what's going on with Janet Dawson.
You guys, please continue to tune in. Feel free to call in with any questions you guys might have for Janet. She has a book that she'll be on the show talking about, that she's also promoting, called G Marks the Spot. Hot book. You guys definitely got to go to the website. I'm going to let her give you guys all that information about G Marks the Spot. But it's beautiful love poetry as well as erotic poetry. And, you know, any questions you guys may have for Janet, please, by all means, feel free to call in and speak to her. We're waiting for Janet to call in now because she have a poem, Untainted Love, that I definitely want to know the inspiration of that. And I love the acknowledgments and everything. I want to definitely ask her about, you know, as soon as she call in, because I really love, you know, Untainted Love. She have one called Love as well, and a host of others. So as soon as she come in and join us, you know, you guys definitely feel free, please. And any poets out there who want to say some poetry on the show, you guys, please feel free to call in. You know, I know it's a lot of poets on Blog Talk, you know, to have their own poetry show and lounges as well. Some call poetry cafes. I listen to you guys too. I mean, a hot poets out there right now. I wish I could write. I just wasn't blessed in that category to do any type of poetry. I wish I was, but I'm not, you know, at all. Like I said, I wish, by all means, I wish so.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think it's incredible writing skills and, you know, what comes out of their mind and out of their, you know, everyday life experiences. To just sit in writing like that is absolutely incredible, and it's touching as well for those that, you know, that need this type of uplifting, or, you know, something to make them, you know, relate to, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited. So whenever you can, Janet, we're waiting on you, girlie.
She is definitely trying, but for some reason her number's up here and it's not letting her get through.
Oh no.
And my line's tied up, girl, and I can't even call you. I don't even have a free line, but she's definitely calling.
Man.
Her number is up there. For some reason, I don't know why it's not.
Oh.
You know.
I think I got one line open. If you want to do that.
Yeah, you can hit her for me, brother. Chill. Excuse us, y'all, for a minute, but we got to get Janet on here because I'm telling you guys, you will not be sorry.
Dang,
God, I hate to give her her line, her number like that over the line, but it's up here.
You may have to just text me the number.
Okay, yeah. Let me text it to you now, Chill.
Yeah.
You know, I always got to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that. Y'all definitely
trying to get Janet. We see you on in the chat room.
She is in the chat room.
Hi, Janet.
She is so sweet, and like I said, married with kids, lovely family, you know, and I want her to read as much as her poetry, you know, as she can. You know, it's beautiful, beautiful. I'm telling you, guys will not be sorry. Like I said, I just wasn't blessed as a gift to be writing or become a writer or anything of that nature.
Yeah, I just typed to her, and you saw I just hit her and let her know, you know, she's trying to hit her for us.
Yeah.
He going to be hitting you in a minute, Janet. You guys bear with us. I do so apologize. But y'all know how I Blog Talk. I know this. Y'all, excuse me. I know this shit don't happen just to us.
You know what I'm saying?
You know. Chill, I just sent it to you.
All right, well, I'm waiting to receive it.
Okay, as soon as you get it, Janet, we're going to hit you. Thank you, baby girl, for being so patient.
Oh, man. Golly. In the meantime, how everybody's week been going?
I hope all is well. And, you know, I was going to tell, definitely speak on until we get Janet on the line. I was looking at this Barack Obama go to Africa. Was I the only one saw that? It was on CNN, and they found Michelle. They traced her roots back to Africa. Still, that was the most. I'm just not prepared to watch anything like that. I cry. They had slave dungeons where
Hello?
You. thing.
There
is
we
that
go.
Janet.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
We're so glad you were able to finally make it in.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor.
And yeah. Janet, I love Untainted Love.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please first, you know, let you introduce yourself to, you know, the listening audience and tell them definitely where to get G Marsh the Spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my name is Janet. I have been writing now for about for a little bit over 16 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
And well, it's kind of weird because I've kind of told a story a little bit that, you know, when I first started, it was an idea that I had because for a while I was homeschooled, and I was trying to find a method to kind of to help me with my spelling words, and I was putting together some spelling words, and kind of that's how my first poem kind of came out. And, of course, when that started, I was only like 13, so I really didn't have much to really write about. You know, except for, you know, the typical, oh, I saw the boy down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typical, you know, 13-year-old stuff. And so I put it aside for a while, and it was, my mother had a friend that came over to the house one evening, and I don't know if you remember, for a while there was like these encyclopedias that was going around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I had... my mother had ordered some, and I opened it up, and there was a poem called Annabelle Lee from Edgar Allan Poe. And my aunt began to read it to me, and it was something about, I became very curious about how somebody could use some of the simplest terms, you know, and to express such a love that he, you know, had expressed in this poem for this woman. And I was just blown away. And ever since then, I took in a couple of years of actually researching, you know, a lot of older, you know, poets before I started kind of getting into my own.
And that's
own.
What I definitely want to ask you. What were your inspirations? So older poets was your inspiration other than your aunt introducing you to poetry?
It was, you know, it's funny because someone once, I was actually talking about this last night on a show that I have on here, and me and a guest was talking about the differences between somebody who's talented in something and somebody who's gifted in something. And
totally different.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And in a weird way, I kind of felt like I was gifted in this because it's something I don't even really, I couldn't really explain where it came from or, you know, or where it happened. I realized that I had something that had triggered.
Right.
You know, and it was just life. It was the events in my life, you know, a lot of things that, you know, I've had to go through. Everything just kind of pieced together and fell, you know, a place like that, and then instead of, you know, getting angry or,
right,
you know, something like that, I realized that for each time that I was hurt or in some states like that, that the first thing I did was write it down.
You know, it's definitely a gift because me reading Love and Untainted Love, which, like I said, I've said this four times, was at this point is my favorite. You could totally turn Untainted Love into a song. You could totally sell that to an R&B artist. What was your inspiration behind Untainted Love? Because every woman, please get this book or read it, because someone or sometime in your life you experienced those words. When I read Untainted Love, it made me knew who I was with at that time, what I was going through. You made me feel like you wrote it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. And I definitely want you to read Untainted Love to the listeners who are listening. I love it.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Thank you.
I really, yeah, so or whichever one you feel comfortable that you want to read first, because I definitely remember you saying you want to share some poetry and read, so please feel free.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. When I had, it's kind of funny because for a while I had been kind of bothering the idea of wanting to write.
Mm-hmm.
Put together a book, and I looked at my husband, and I was like, what do you think I should do, you know, a book about? Because it, as the older I got, I started realizing that my style of writing had become, I would say, maturing. I really wouldn't say different.
Mm-hmm.
It was, if you read any of the stuff I did from when I was younger to now, you could see where it's just really me maturing and experiencing more, you know, out of life. And so he was like, well, why don't you write erotica? Because it's something that, and actually, before I did G-Rock Spot, I really didn't write a lot of erotic stuff.
No?
No. It was kind of like a once in a blue moon, you know, type deal. And he was like, well, you're really good at it, you know. You should throw something like that out.
And I think that's awesome, too, the way your husband support what you do.
Yes.
I do. I think that's, I really do. I think that's awesome that he supports.
Yeah, he's one that, it's actually funny because he's kind of like, he's in his own thing and he's not really a out and about public person, you know. So he's kind of like, I support you. Do what you have to do. Yeah, as long as I don't have to be there. If I can kind of stand in the background, then I'm cool with that.
Right.
Well, yeah, and like I told him, considering that most people aren't blessed to have somebody that support them.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I'm not going to complain.
Exactly.
You know, it'll be nice to have you around, you know, there once in a while. But, you know, if you can't, then that's understand too, because I had to teach myself. And that's one of the things that I kind of wanted to get out in my book, that I had to learn not to be so codependent on my feelings emotionally on him.
That's right. Yeah.
That is good. Mm-hmm. So, Janice, so the erotic poetry, that, is it just words that I'm saying you feel and not so much experience? Because sometimes it's just a gift. And some people can write things like some fiction books that you, you know, it make you wonder, did you live this? You know,
everything,
did you go through this?
Everything that I write is my own experience.
Wow.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. So
everything.
At that time, really, I cannot get, you guys have to excuse me. So you were in a relationship when you were going through Untamed Love. That was something you were going through at that time that you felt?
Yeah.
Wow.
You thought, really, honestly, reading that, you had to. Because there's no way you could write something like that without experience, Untamed Love. And like I said, I wish you guys could. You could download it for $8.44. If you can make it out to read, to go to the, and please give them the website, Janet. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can go to my website. It's www.janetdawson.webs.com, or you can check out the book at www.lulu.com/justbecause6882.
Check this out. It is just so awesome. You guys definitely have to check out the other poetry.
Well, one of the things that made it very emotional is because it's like I tell a lot of people, when I got married, I was 19.
Oh.
And so a lot of my growing up was taking part in my marriage. And of course, you know, as you know, women or men, you know, when you get to certain stages in your life, there's certain things that start to change. And you know, if you're with somebody, then it when you change, it kind of, while you're changing, it kind of causes them to re-evolve, you know, everything, and you know, so it's kind of like at different ages and different stages, everything kind of gets very flip-floppy. You know,
that's
when
true.
You're good, they're bad. When you're okay, they're like, what the heck's wrong with you?
But that, like you said, that's a part of growing, and you know, you in a relationship, that's definitely what you go through. Is that something that I won't say you wish maybe later would have came? You know what I mean? Because 19, girl, God bless you. I don't know what I was thinking at 19. I don't think marriage was one of them, but God bless you.
In my book.
If you said, really, because that's a blessing, because really to be married at 19 and go through and, you know, because that's like you're growing together. And like you said, usually, because men go through their growing pains, women go through theirs, and no disrespect to men, but they know we grow so much fast. Chill, come on, brother. I know you got the men back, but women, we do. We mature, to me, mentally more than men do.
Well, he was also older than me.
Okay, okay.
He's older than me. And okay. So in a way, it was kind of like this, it hit us because I was 19 and he was 32 when we got married.
Wow.
Really?
And he had never been married, had no kids. And
at 32?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay.
He had never been married and had no kids. He was, he pretty much the way he is now, kind of, to himself. He has, his, wild boy moments or whatnot, but, lot of things with us was because when it was kind of like, when you go through that stages of, when you're dating somebody and when all the love and romance is kind of gone, you're just stuck with the reality of life.
Yeah.
With him and I, it hit quick because him and I got married quick. And we had, everything was, great, and we wanted kids, and, he's still is, a good man who was in church and, and things like that. And
now, see, that helped.
Yeah, and life had just, we were so high on this cloud, of love and thinking things are great that when the reality of stuff started hitting, having kids and, I was pregnant with my oldest daughter. And then all these plans. We had moved into a new home, and he started his new job, and I had started working.
And all this under the age of 21?
By the time I was 21, I was dealing to have my oldest, and then after she was born, 3 months later, I ended up getting pregnant with my second daughter.
Wow.
So things kind of hit us like, at that supernova speed, that it just, so it kind of, pretty much, like I said, everything I write is a very big emotional, roller coaster that I was on because I was kind of at that stage, where I was trying to find myself. And then, he's kind of like, wow, this is what, I think this is what I want, and I'm looking at him crazy. And
I'm sure, because again, I think marriage is such, and people don't understand, marriage is such, it's really a job, because you get out of it what you put into it, and God bless any people out there that's married. God bless you, because honestly, Jen, the thought of marriage totally scares me. It do. I spoke to Chill about it, but it does, because I know how hard it is, because it's about compromise. It's not about you anymore. That is the most selfless thing you can do to me, really, is be married with someone that you, it's not just love, it's respect, it's understanding, it's trust. That, you have to put almost everything into this other person. And even the Bible tells you to where your husband and your wife become the first thing before your mother. Before your kids, is just so important. And I'm just not there yet. Looking forward to it, though, to the day I'll be able to come there and be married, but I'm just not there yet. But, I mean, God, Janet, God bless you in your marriage, because this is definitely hard work and a duty. Right now. and dead.
Your time to shine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, are we back online? Can you guys hear us? We definitely apologize. Phil, if you can hear us, please call back. Listeners, we definitely want to apologize. You guys, definitely want to speak to Ms. Janet. The board got overloaded and we got disconnected, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please continue to try to call. Bless. Wait till I kind of cue you in so we don't lose Janet again. I'm sure maybe they trying to, maybe couldn't hear clearly the website, and maybe they want to try to get the book. So, Janet, please, if you can get
yeah,
the
you
website
guys probably have to speak, you
one more time.
Talk up louder.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole lot better.
Okay. I got this one of those new headsets, and so... I'm still trying to figure it out myself. You can catch my website at www.janetdawson.webs.com, and you can get a copy of G Marks the Spy at www.lulu.com/justbecause6882.
There you go, and please definitely check out G Marks the Spot. You will not regret it. But, Janet, definitely before we got interrupted, I definitely wanted you to share some of the poetry with the listeners.
Okay.
So please do so whenever you're ready.
Okay. I actually, I'll go ahead and do Untainted Love for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
It's Untainted Love. I found no honor in the tears I once cried for you. Yet I went to bed dreaming of touching you. I found no rhyme nor reason to my song, yet I kept reaching for you. I tried to make my heart love you the way my mind wanted to forget you, wrapped in the web of your smile, led me to believe that I could be happy. I heard voices telling me to stay away, because you was no good for me, yet my dreams and nightmares all covered in you. My body pumped you into my veins. I recalled every touch, every kiss, every moan, straight to the count of the times that you cried out my name, thoughts that became real, having me hooked like a sleeping pill. I felt like I needed to take more than two, the way I needed to have you, rather at my side or behind me, a love I knew that was never meant to be, but it was what I needed to be a part to set me free.
I love that poem. I do. I love that poem. I love that poem. I'm telling you, some of your poetry, it could be an R&B song. It could definitely be, you know, turn into music, most definitely, because, I mean, I really enjoy love as well. The poetry, and what was the inspiration behind love, Janet?
Oh,
I think, is that
love,
the first? I think that,
love
is that
101.
Oh, yeah.
That was, when I sat down and wrote that, I was actually trying to give something that explained a lot of me.
Right.
And not so much of, you know, because I'd always, you know, been into, you know, romance and love and stuff like that. But I wanted something that sounded more realistic, you know, and something that, and it's nothing against men, but a lot of things that you read, it's almost like you can tell when a man's written it. then it kind of leaves like, it kind of really has nothing to do with us.
Right.
You know, it's either about, you know, what they want to do to us or what we should be doing to them or, you know, and I don't know. It, a lot of it bores me, actually.
Hey, you got a man on the phone.
You know, but to some degree, it is. You do have a point, though. Women feel more empowered and you know, and very, because I've never been a sugarcoater. You know, when
that's
it comes
good.
To stuff, you know, if something doesn't feel right to me or, you know, or I don't like it or it makes me feel uncomfortable, I could care less how many books you've read or what the doctor told you.
Right.
You know, it's just like a no, it's not happening, you know, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of stuff kind of taken away from women. You know, people kind of have this cookie cutter image. You
that's
know,
true.
Of what women should be like, but none of it is really the reality, you know. You don't really hear anything that bases off of, you know, we're mothers, we're wives, you know, we work, you know, some of the longest hours, if not longer, as, you know, a lot of men, you know.
Big girl, that is so true.
You know, a lot of times our thought isn't always to go home and dress like, you know, Lil Kim or something and...
Yeah, what's up with that?
Out
that
like
is
that.
So true. That is so true. Girl,
you know,
think about it. That is so, but that is so true. That is so true. And, you know, because you definitely can tell, not even from, like you said, the women that does poetry, you know, versus the men, even in writing books, not so much poetry.
Yeah.
From you look, it is. You write is totally different from, like you said, to what they want to do with us, how they going to do it to us. You know, it should definitely be more feelings, but I think, and Chill, you can help me on this since you're being a man, I think because maybe, this is just my opinion, Janet, that maybe because some men are always taught as little boys not to show emotions. You know, I've said this time and time before, again, our listeners know, they're taught so, you know, little boys don't cry, little boy don't show feelings, so when they grow into a man, you know, it's probably so hard for them, even for it to come out music and poetry and writing. And really, I said best even in music, which to me, music and poetry sometimes because the lyrics to some degree tie in. Because if you look at where a woman got to be a bitch, she got to be a hoe. They just, they hoe. Thing is wired different. Their brain is just wired totally different.
You know what it is too, and honestly, because a lot of guys might actually like me on this one. I will actually take the load off, and honestly, I really don't blame the men.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't, because yes, it's disrespectful to call us a hoe and all this stuff in your songs, but it doesn't help when the girl is bobbing around to it like it's okay.
Well, you're right, because I share that with my daughter. Now, I back you 1,000% on that, because I do share that with my daughters. How can you be mad at any man or rapper that does call a woman a disrespect bitch and whore? If you up in the concert, you buying his tickets, and you supporting what he's saying. You know, I agree. I totally agree with that.
You know, I've never really... You know, when most of them, when they start, I believe that a lot of stuff, you know, with men retract from, you know, when they were kids. But at the same time, kind of like they also told you don't do a lot of stuff and you did what you wanted to do.
That's true.
You know,
That's
I don't
true.
Really put the blame off. I think a lot of it's because women have this, a lot of times women kind of have, I think a lot of it kind of will actually go towards more the insecurities of women.
Well, yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
don't really say much. We just kind of nod our heads and go along with it. And you
girl,
know.
You said that like my mother used to tell me, a man can't do no more than you allow him to do.
Exactly. You know, if a lot of women would just actually stand up and say, you know, like, I'm not doing this. And that's just crazy.
You
know,
but
you
know, and if
that.
We do, Janet, but do men, and Chill, I'm going to need your opinion on this. But then some men have a problem with that strength. You know
that's
I mean?
Because they know, and it's not with everybody, and I'm going to tell
no.
you why. Men are very easy to punk women after they know they can. it's the truth. Because if you ever notice, the same way I've seen some girls, they'll complain about the way that somebody did them. And then 6 months later, he'll leave them alone and go to somebody else and treat her like gold.
Well, yeah, that's true. But then you right, because really, a man can't do no more than you allow him to see. I'm the different. My mouth sometimes can get me in a lot of trouble. Because I got to come at you real or not at all.
Right.
And really, that comes, as you said earlier in the show, and I hope some of the listeners were able to hear when you said that, a lot of it comes with growth. Because, well, maybe not, well, it does. It definitely comes with age and comes wisdom, because I took a lot more when I was younger.
Right.
Now that I'm older. Because I'm telling you, and no disrespect to anybody listening, but y'all know how I come. My tolerance level for bullshit is zero. I go from zero to 100 in some seconds. Just don't feed me, or you think you can just tell me what you think I want to hear. And I hate, and don't lie to me. Just be honest. You know, and I don't want to seem like I'm man bashing, but you'll know how we conversate and how we do. Because he be looking out and he, you know, speak for some of the men at some point. But I just like, you know, just be honest and keep it real. But like I said, I just think women for some time mentally, not all, because you got a lot of mature brothers out there.
Yep.
A lot of mature brothers out there. And that's why when you said your husband was older, you know, of course, older men, but, you know, and you got some mature younger men, so I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to even put some in that category, because I was like, a young man, I just can't do it.
I think it also depends on, you know, where you at, and, you know, like me, I think it's because I hung around so many older people
mm-hmm.
that I didn't really get along with, especially like the guys my own age or, you know, anywhere. You know, me and my husband, we got 13 years with us.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, 13 years. And it actually, it kind of fits perfect because it's almost like we met in the middle.
That's a beautiful thing. I'm serious. To be 19, to be married at 19 and 13 years later and you still, man, God bless y'all union.
Yeah, we're 13 years and March we just celebrated 8 years. Eight years and 4 kids.
That's a blessing. It is. It's definitely a blessing. People, you know, Janet, people not staying married like that no more these days.
Because nobody wants to go through it. Nobody wants to change. There came a point, and I'm not going to say it was all lollipops and raindrops, because there's quite a few times I feel like beating them with a shoe. I'm sure the feeling's vice versa. You know, but, you know, me and him has always been honest.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, I always love you, I just might not like you right now.
But see, that's the key. You guys are honest. That's what helps. Communication is so important. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to sit here like me being a hypocrite, because I commend anybody stay married. I just don't think it's for everybody. My relationship, I'm so open stepping around here. I'm serious. I'm serious that I it shouldn't be nothing for me to be happy and be proud about, because that's not how I was raised.
Right.
My parents been married for 45 years. My right. grandmother stayed married for about 50, you know, may she forever rest in peace before her. And my grandfather, you know, they parted in death. But that's what my mother and father, we didn't raise you like that. You never seen nobody shacking up. Where'd you get that from? I'm like, it's just a different time and era. I don't know. And I shouldn't make
and
the
mess. And that's weird, because even me being young, it always felt like he was actually the first person I had lived with.
Really?
Him and I did have, like, we met in January and got married in March of the same year.
Are you 2 months?
Yeah. We didn't even really date. It was kind of like...
Wow.
It was pretty much like, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want to.
I'm going to have to call that fake girl. I mean, because really, to meet somebody 2 months and you married them and you still married 8 years later, you have 4 kids... That's a blessing. But long as the communication and the respect, you know, like you said, you guys love each other, because you are. You're going to go through your growing pains, and, you know, you hear all kind of things, the 7-year itch you do, you get on each other, or whatever, but at the end of the day, that you can still come together at that end and say, you know what, I love you, and you know that that person has your best interest at hand. And like I said, reading your book, the acknowledgement to just, you know, to give, you know, to thank your husband for the support, you know, your kids. I'm like, wow, she, that definitely made me like, we got to get her on the show. I liked everything what you said, you know, from your poetry, the acknowledgements. I'm like, just the way you love your family, you know. It
well,
is.
Yeah,
it's definitely a blessing.
I'm definitely, you know, I'm very, you know, well, it's even with my kids. There came a time where I had to look at myself and be like, okay, I might not like this, but this is who I am, and this is what I know that I need to change to make a better me. You know, I have kids now. My child don't need to be out there in the streets.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's nobody else's responsibility to watch my kids so I can go shake my tail somewhere. I have a family now. I have a husband to take care of. I shouldn't have to count on nobody else to do that but me.
That's true. And what
you know,
you say to those women who, you know, and I agree with you, but some women think, you know, it's their career. I don't want to say they put their family second, but some women, their career drive them first. Seriously, as some men do. Would their career drive them first?
Most people, when something like that drives them, I think a lot of it is just that, I think a lot of it is just that fear of losing what you've worked so hard for. If you think of something that's, if you think of putting aside, you know, race and, you know, all that stuff, it is very hard just being a woman. Because people automatically expect you to, you know, it's a hard thing when, you know, especially if you do have a husband and, you know, kids, you know, or a significant other, people kind of automatically put you in this little, you know, category of that you should put aside, you know, what you've hoped and dreamed of and, you know, all this stuff so that you can take care of your kids and, you know, be this perfect person. And like I've always told, it's one thing I had to learn even in my own marriage, that you have to do what works for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If your husband isn't really complaining about it and you have built an understanding with your kids of, okay, this is what is true. Because me personally, I strive like this because I want my kids. Even though I don't regret anything I do here,
right.
But it's almost like what exactly is the point of telling your kids, especially girls, that they can do whatever it is they want to do if you're just going to stick them inside of a house to sweep floors all day?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I want my kids to understand that there was a lot more definition to mommy, that the essence of mommy went a lot more than just helping out kids and asking daddy if he needs another Coke. I want them to be the embody who they are and love who they are, you know, and if they want to, you know, if they want to, you know, to do certain things in life, then it's going to take a lot of work. And yes,
absolutely.
Sometimes it's going to take, you know, one or the other not always being there as much as you like.
I think
as long as you're trying to make it work with them and not be like, well, look, you ungrateful brat.
Yeah.
You know, you see them Nikes on your feet.
Because sometimes, you know, mom and dad be overworked, and sometimes, you know, you don't want to take it out on the kids, but sometimes you overworked. You're not doing family things as you should. You know, sometimes it just become overwhelming.
Working, you do your best to keep family first, and it's cool.
Absolutely.
My problem, and a lot of young girls have been upset with me, my problem is this. We all went to the classes. We know what happens when man and woman gets together. You lay there and chose to have that child.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Weekends come and you ready to drop the baby off at grandma's house so you can pop your butt up and down the street. I have a serious problem with that.
Now,
that
I do, too.
Me.
I do, too. And you preach that again. I do, too.
That
I do, too.
Very
amen to that.
There goes my sister friend, because I'm like, still where my, because I needed a witness on the phone, her being a mom too. Girl, you better say it again.
Janet, I am so sorry, but I've been getting all of it, and it's like, oh, my God, I love her.
Because they don't stop and they don't think about this stuff. You know, like I've told Clarkson, oh, well, his daddy, if you know that his daddy ain't doing right, you're not exactly leading the best example either.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
People don't understand. I don't care if you're raising a man or if you're raising a little girl. If you're raising a man, guess what? The way that you are, or the way that you the way that you treat them is
it's usually how they're going to treat other women. Because it do. Everything starts from home, though. Absolutely, it does.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I had kids at the door and stuff.
It's the beauty of Block Talk. We can just do whatever we're doing and still be talking.
It's a beautiful, but I loved what you said, because I'm wondering, where's Salem? Type of still, Salem, where you at?
I know. I was like, oh, no, I got dropped.
You know, I love what she was speaking on with kids, because me and Sil both, too, being moms. I totally understand, you know, what you're saying. And see, I was the type of mother, too, that, you know, with everything going on with schools, and, you know, I don't knock some mothers, because some careers drive women, and sometimes they got to do what they got to do, put their kids in daycare. My thing with that was, I had experience with a friend, and I won't call no names. She put her daughter in early, maybe at, I think she was 15 months. I was like, maybe you should wait. Was she able to speak and tell you if something wrong? Because at that time, that's when I can't think with the daycare when they were touching these kids and the school got shut down. But anyway, her daughter got touched and was molested, and her daughter never spoke again until she was 4 years old. So I waited till my daughter got older. I was in college. I had a job. I quit everything because I didn't want anybody watching my kid. And I couldn't expect my mother to, you know, but my mother was like, if that's what you want, I'm like, no, because you have to work. That was my responsibility. And one thing, my father was different. My father was like, we didn't lay down and get the pleasure of having her. If you didn't want any babies, y'all need to keep y'all legs closed. So, really, my father old school, he from Alabama, he from the South, he old school.
That's true.
So, that's what I did. I took care of my daughter, and I stayed home, and I took care of her until she
was
old enough.
That's how I was with me and my husband. I had already, you know, had, like, little, you know, part-time jobs and, you know, stuff like that. But he had already been established in something more full-time.
Right.
So, when we decided to have kids, I pretty much was like, okay, you know, I'll stay home, because I didn't see the point of paying somebody to take care of my child.
Right.
You know, so I let, you know, he went out and, you know, he did everything. Was it a struggle? Yes, because, you know, two incomes always makes life a little easier. You know, but guess what? We wanted a family. And sometimes it takes the whole point of raising kids is that it means it's a sacrifice from yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you do. Once you have kids, this is not about you anymore.
No.
You know. And you never stop being a parent. Some parents, when you get 18, when they get 18, that's still your child.
That's when they get 21. I'm 27, and my mama still calls me 5 times a day.
Exactly. My mom do too, girl. And I'm 44. My mama call me every day. I brought you in. I take you out.
I'm married, and she still asks me, where are you going?
Yeah, my mama do the same thing. It will still tell me, you still ain't too old for me to whoop your ass. My daughter and her twins, she'll call. Now, you know, don't make, I beat you by my child. You know, them southern words, I bush your head to the white meat show. I beat you. My mother, things my mother come up with, I'm like, that's child abuse. Call it what you want to. Well, see, back when I was coming up, still chill, y'all, it wasn't, I don't know, child abuse thing came later. But I don't know what you call it when we was coming up, but we got beaten. I know I did.
Yeah.
My father did the majority of it. My mother, she was more of a talker. But my father, man, all my mother had to say was, wait till your father come home. I cry myself to sleep. Because I knew what that meant. But she just was more of a disciplinarian, where my father thought talking don't do nothing, but I know what will. So that's what he did. He definitely did. So they be on me now. That's why I was like, you definitely in this day and age to be married and get married at 19 and still married now. Like I said, God bless you guys. You need to have 4 beautiful kids and still able to do you. You know what I mean? And write, you know, still be a writer with kids and someone's wife. Girl, you doing the damn thing. Because some women, it's hard to hold on to one job. Let alone, I'm serious, and be a mother, somebody, wife, then do you.
girl. It's very hard. Some people don't really, you know, they're kind of like, oh, but that's not, you know, like I tell them, it's hard because when you got, when you have four kids, it was originally, it was almost like a year before we had our son. My fourth daughter was actually, she was a surprise. And what I don't mean like one of those, oh, well, we knew what could happen, but she was a surprise to the fact that after I had my son, I had my tubes clamped.
Really?
6 months later, one of the clamps fell off, and I got pregnant with her.
See, I want to get my tubes tied, but they wouldn't let me get mine tied.
See, I got it. After I had her, I said, I want you to cut them, tie them, burn them, fix them. I don't care what you got to do about that bag.
That's
me. The factory's closed.
Exactly. Make sure don't nothing come through. That's what I say. You can stomp them, do everything else. I don't, and I only have that one, and I thank God for her. I wanted a son, but I thought I might end up with two girls. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. So I did. I wanted a boy so bad, a girl and a boy. But I was like, I got my girl, so I'm like, I'm going to leave it alone. And then after the older I got, Janet, like, again, my tolerance, I just can't. I don't know.
Yeah, your patience does seem to wear.
Yes.
It can wear things because kids can, because I know how it is, you know, just sitting here with all of mine. There's some days that
and
it's
what's
the most
their age range,
the
Janet?
Huh?
What's their age range? From what
six,
age?
Six, five, two, and one.
You got babies.
Yeah.
Girl, you is, that's a blessing. And like I said, and you still writing books. And you have four kids, all under the age of 10, and you can still write and do that?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm almost done with my second one now.
See, that's definitely a blessing.
Yeah, I'm almost done with that one. I've got a couple, I've been working on a couple of videos, because I've been wanting to put together, you know, videos to kind of do a little.
Girl, you need to get at Chill. Do you know everybody know who Chilly Chill or the Lynch Mob with, deal with Ice Cube. Chill, where you at?
I'm right here.
She'll do videos too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he do.
Yeah.
He did produce, if you remember the female rapper, he works with a host of people. He do videos of his some of his stuff. Chill, when is yours coming out as well? He do videos. You definitely need to chop it up with Chill, Janet.
Yeah. Mine should be done in a minute.
Yeah, definitely. If you need any, you know, guys or help with that, that's the man right there.
That'd be great. I would definitely love that because I got, you know, I've been putting most of the. I want to, you know, do the videos right now to G Marks the Spy and on the Art of Me is something a little bit different. That's actually getting into more personal, to kind of give a rant, you know, short view of it.
So will that be what, more poetry or just writing a book? More your personal
It's going to be poetry. It's actually, it's going to be the same way as G. Marks the Spy. It's my own personal experiences, but it's going to be more on that personal level because I want to do something that kind of, everything I do is kind of, I want to help, you know, a lot of, you know, young women know that it's, that they're not by themselves. And for 27, yeah, even though I got married at 19, I went through a hard time, you know. I almost died from alcohol poisoning. It lost me three times on the table.
Really?
Yeah, I was raped twice.
Oh my
God. I had a miscarriage about a year, like a year before me and my husband met. You know, there was just a lot of,
you definitely need to write
that
were going absolutely. On. You would help so many women. So many women if you did that. That is so important to get out because that is definitely a touchy subject with me. Girl, we're going to have to talk. I had experienced the same thing a lot of people don't know about and because I get so emotional and I can't go there. But that, and to me, it's probably why I never got married. I'm going to say a lot of that, what happened to me is probably the reason. A lot of emotional problems I have to do me. That's why when you said true and no man bashing, I know a lot of this me that I have to fix and not put whatever on men because
right.
I've been hurt so many times by men. Mentally, physically, not in the form of like physical abuse being, but like you said, it was an instant with myself as far as rape as well. I never shared that with anybody. I don't even know if I ever shared that with Phil or Chill before, but when you brought that up, that is so important to get that out there. So if you could write a book about that, that, you know.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of my female little cousins for the same thing. It's like, do you, you know, respect, be careful, please, because so many young girls look for attention maybe that they didn't get at home because their father wasn't there. And so the first guy, if you're in high school, junior high, say, they tell you what you want to hear, you know, I love you, and, you know, then the next thing you know, they lay down and they come up pregnant, or you go to college and incident with, you know, the drug and the drink. It's just so many incidents to put themselves out there. So, man, that book would be so, you know, just helpful to let them know that they're not alone. You know, so many women go through in a lot of pain and afraid to share it. You know, on the fear of being judged. You know, what did you do? Did you deserve it? You know, just the fear of being judged, period. Because that's why for many years I never shared mine with anybody. For the fear of being judged, what did you do? You know, why? You know, I didn't feel like answering a lot of questions, you know. So you just keep a lot of things inside. But so you working on that now. When can we look for that to come out? Or, you know, how long are you going to be on promoting G Marsh the Spy? And that drop where they can, you know.
Right now, I'm still, I'm trying to wait a little bit before I just set the art of me out there. Only because, one, I'm still am, you know, kind of, you know, walking on, you know, soft grounds to G-Marks the Spot, you know, so I'm still trying to really get that out there. And,
well, I definitely hope people, you know, pick it up, Janet, and definitely tell them about your blog talk. I want them to know before we close out and let Chill and Seal say they definitely goodbyes, but please tell them also you have a blog talk. Let them know.
Yeah, I have one. It's Saturdays at 11, and it's for, you know, poets and writers and, you know, anybody who wants to call in. It's a little bit different than most shows because I don't, you know, keep a, you know, line of everybody, you know, kind of saying their piece, and, you know, I like to try to get in a little bit more personal, you know, with them, know a little bit about them and, you know, what inspired them to write the piece. And
yeah, because they swamped you out on our thing. We still got callers. Our switchboard is jacked up, so I apologize. It was still a call on there. We still couldn't get them through.
Wow.
So they was kind of swamped with that.
Very special that. Before I get off, I was going to go ahead and read Love 101 real quick.
Okay.
If that's cool. Love 101, you have to ask nicely, but no begging, please. You may start with asking my needs, my wants, my desires. I can handle whatever you give. No words need to be spoken. Your body says it all. When I leave and you get lonely, always remember who you can call. Now lay down and take a breath. I'll take my time. We can skip the dine and get straight to the wine. Would you like a sip or two? No need for much, I feel the effects of just you. I'm here to do whatever it is that you like to do. I can kiss your neck or nibble in your ear, tell you all the nasty things you want to hear. Can you tease me, please me, pull my hair, spread one leg here, any other over there. Go on where your face has to hide, but all my feelings are no longer subside. Let me feel you, take you for a ride. All you have to do is glide from left to right, side by side, over and under, come alive.
Well, you better go, girl. You better go. I was going to say it on that note. I know that was hot for some of y'all, but girl, if that's the experience, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. We definitely, you know, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We apologize for the ones that couldn't get through. The board got over swamp, which makes me feel good. It lets us know that you definitely want to speak to Janet. If something in her touch you, I want to give thanks to my sister, partner, Phil Seal. I don't know what happened, Chill, you know, without you. I don't know what PQs without do without you. You know I love you, little bro. And Janet, thank you so much. I appreciate, and I pray your book be such a big success because I love the poems that you did in that book, and I'll definitely be checking you out. And guys, thanks again so much for tuning in to Platinum Queens West. And remember, always count your blessings and not your problems. Anybody negative, get it out your life. Stay around positive. Stay focused. Remember, speak words into existence, but be positive when you do it. Please, on that note, God bless. Again, Janet, give them the website one more time before we close out.
It's www.janetdawson.webs.com.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. God bless and have a great Sunday. Peace.